Side 13, Finnegan's Wake, continuing on page 410. I am always telling those pedestrians my answer is Topsid and Hockey. No, and it is a various throth as the thieves' recension, how it was forestalled for me by brevet for my vacation in life, while possessing stout legs to be disbarred after holy orders from unnecessary servile work of reckless walking of all sorts for the relics of my time, for otherwise, by my so douching, I would get into a blame there where sieves fall out. Excelsior tips the best. Weak, stop, work, stop, walk, stop, walk. Go thou this island, one house sleep there, then go thou other island, two house sleep there, then catch one nightmares, then home to dearies. Never back a woman you defend, never get quit of a friend on whom you depend, never make face to a foe till he's rife, and never get stuck to another man's fife. Amen. Ta. His hungry will be done, on the continent as in Aranesia. But believe me in my simplicity, I am awful good, I believe, so I am at the root of me. Praised be right cheek discipline. And I can now truthfully declare it before my gaiety's pantocreator, with my flesh-fettered palms on the epistles of the apostles, that I do my reasonablest best to recite my grocery beans for mummy, mit dummy, mot mother, mat bonds are regular, genuflections enclosed. Hic dom of mui, there thou beest on the hummock, gee up, ye dog, for your daggly broth, etc. Happy Maria and glorious Patrick, etc., etc. In fact, always have I believe. Greedo, here's me hung. And it is the full suit of a tarabred. Yet 1 minute's observation, dear domestic Sean, as we point out how you have while away painted our town a wearing green riding hood. Oh, murder me, how did you hear? Sean replied, smoiling the eyely way up his lamp sleeve. It just seemed the natural thing to do, so shy of light was he then. Well, so be it. The gloom hath rays, her lump is love, and I will confess to have. Yes, your Diognoses is an honest man's. Troubadour I did, in ditty I did, or lay I did, down with the thousand ruse. And I am afraid it wouldn't be my first coat's wasting after striding on the vampire and blazing on the focal. See, blazing on the focal, as sea blazing upon the foe. Like the regular red shank I am, impregnable as the mule himself. Somebody may perhaps hint at an author impression if I was wrong. No such a thing. You never made a more frightful mistake, excuse yourself. What's pork to you means meat to me while you behold how I be held. But it is grandiose by my ways of thinking from the prophecies. New worlds for all. And they were scotographically arranged for gentlemen only by a scripture in Hoofonland who finds he is a relative. And it was with my extrovert Davy. Like glue be through my heart's day night, tom tom thwum. How melodorous is thy bell chant, O songbird, and how exquisite thine afterdraft. Books in ate, in amenia, tuba insigni volumnitatis tue. But do you mean, O Fosgin Fiun, from Pont of Berek till Kisla Merched, our laden trees will be? We gathered, substantively, whether furniture wood or verdure varnish. It is confound you's injective, so to say, Sean the fiery boy shouted, naturally incensed, as he shook the red pepper out of his oracles. And another time, please confine your glaring insinuations to some other mordant body. What on the physiog of this furnace planet would I be doing beside your verjuice? That is more than I can fix, for the Teumbian, anyway. So let I and you now kindly drop that angry man. That's not French pastry. You can take it from me. Understand me when I tell you. And I will ask you not to whisper, cry golden, or quoth Macbeth, that under the past purser's office, so deeply deplored by my erstwhile elder friend, Miss Enders, poach mistress and gay receiver ever for in particular to the Scotic Poor Men's Thousand Gallon Cow Society, I was thinking of her in Thor,
All be they blessed, with 22,000 sorters, out of a biggest pass of 22,000, mines one. Too much privet stationery and safety kipoo was ate up largely by those nettlesome goats out of pension greed. Colpa di becco, buona partita. Proceeding, I will say it is also one of my avowals intentions, at some time peas pod proves mothers of gout, when, I am not prepared to say, so apt as my pen is up to scratch, to compound quite the makings of a verdigris savings book in the form of a pair of capri sheep boxing gloves surrounding this matter of the Wellsfusel Musketeers and their Cindy Buck that saved a city for my publickers, Nolaner and Brownall, Nickel Hopstout, Christ Cross, so long as, thanks to force of destiny, my salary as a pay Celt is prepared, and there is a peg under me, and there is a tum till me. To the very honourable, the memory of disgrace, the most noble, sometimes sweepyard at the service of the writer, salute M. Decant, the just defunct Mrs. Sanders, who, the Lloyd insure her, I was shift and shuffed to with her Chester, Mrs. Shunders, both musical doctors from high school horse and as like as Easter's legs. She was the niceliest person of a well-teach non-party woman that I ever acquired her letters, only too fat, used to babies and Totty Dean Verbish. This is her entertainment dax, for she shucked the bottle and tucked the medicine all times a day. She was well under 90, poor late missus, and had tastes of the poetics, me having stood the pill garlic afresh at sea, when the moon also was standing at a corner of sweet Standerson, me she. P.L.M. Evro van Anderson was her who gave me a mutton brooch stackers for her bakefast party. Honor thy farmer and my litters. This, my tears, is my last will and testicle wrote off in the strut for it about their absent female associations, which I, or perhaps any other person what squatting atop it, had the honor to had upon their polite Sophie cousins in the real presence of devoted Mrs. Grumby when her skin was exposed to the air. Oh, what must the grief of my mund be for two little pit-pit coolies worth 20,000 quad here witnessed with both Madelmas wishes to pipette for next match from their dearly beloved Rongers, M.D.D.O.D., made doubling drop of drought. Writing. Hop so loosely kidding you are to tether with your cadenas and goat along knows how we shall complete that white paper. Two Venusters? Bigger stiff. Where but gown? Betrothed and hold roused. Otherwise, Frank Sean, we pursued, what would be the autobiography of your soft-bodied humor form? Hooray most. None whomsoever, Sean replied. Heavenly blank. He had intended and was peering now rather close to the paste of his Rubeny winkering, though it ought to be more or less raw cock or romantical. By the wag, how is Mr. Fry? All of it, I might say, in ex voto, pay and perks and wooden halfpence, some rhino, joyous rhine, was handled over spontaneously by me, and bundled into my ill-wishers, Miss Anders. She wore her wraith of ruins the night she lost, I left. In the league name of Mr. Van Houten of Credcastle's clown talk and timberman, among my prodigates, nabobs, and navius of every subscription, entitled the boys in the Boscour, our evicted tenements. What I say is, and I am known Rohorn or Culkilt, permit me to tell you, if uninformed, I never spont it, nor have I the jest of ination on me the way to. It is my rule, so. It went anyway, like hot pottage bake, and this brings me to my fresh point. Phony am, I am as plain as portable enveloped, in how much you will now parably receive care of one of Monsieur Gunnus's registered and out of us barrels. Quick, take 'em with it and drain it. Now. So be it, we responded. Song, Sean, song. Have mood, hold forth. I apologize, Sean began, but I would rather spin ooze you one from the grim jest of Jacko and Aesop, fable one, feeble two. Let us here consider the cases, my dear little cousins. Huston, Heston, Caffin, Coffin, Tussum, Tussum, Damna, Damna, Coza, Cassa, Hobbix, Hattox, Pesuk, Beckus, Cashel, Cacacaract, of the Aunt and the Grace Hopper. The Grace Hopper was always jigging a jog, hoppy on account of his joyousity. He had a partner pair of findlestilts to supplant him, or if not, he was always making ungraceful overtures to Flo and Luce and Beanie and Vespertilla to play Pupa Poopa and Pulisi Pulisi and Lang Tenors and Push Pig Gideon, and to commence insects with him, their mouthparts to his orifice and his gambils to their airy processes, even if only in chase. Among the everlistings, behold a waspering pot. He would, of course, maliciously by his four feelers, flexors, contractors, depressors, and extensors, lamely harry me, marry me, bury me, bind me, till she was puce for shame, and also formish her in spinner's housery at the earth's best Schopenhauer, so summery as his cottage, which was called familiarly Tingsam Ingenting, groped up. Or, if he was always striking up funny funereals with Bester Father Zeutz, the aged one, with all his wig-eared corollas, albedinous and old buoyant, inside his electrical worm casket, and Delia and Peonia, his drooping nymphs, bewheedling him, compound eyes on Hornito's head, and all Letty Plussy Boots to scratch his cacumen and cackle his transitus. Diva Deborah, seven balls of sapo, a lick of lime, two spurts of phosphor, three firts of sulf, a shake of sugar, dozen grains of meanness, and a messful of mid-cap pitches. The whole of the whirl and the wheel of the whirl of the boo-boo from Borneum has thus come to town. And with tambourines and cantoridets so turning around his egg-shilled rock coach, their dance, macaper and retrophobia, Beck from Bulk, like fantastic DeSost and Jenny April's, to the rather, 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 langsome heels and langsome toses, attended to by a mutter and doffer Duff Matt baxing much, and myrmidons of Tsostlers singing, satyrs coral-dead nice, and humbly-dumbly sod we a while, but ho, time again, wake. For if scientium, what's what, can mutons know a thought about the great somebody within the omnibox? For hops and arts accord, hoots hoot, might sing ums tompt him about the little new bodies that ring his panch. A high old tide for the bar-heated publics, and the whole day as gracious. Fodder and lighting for Alleluti, any filly in a fog, for a crony on lags are crumbling in his sands, but his sons still tumble on. Everything above ground, as his book of breathings bed him, so as ever why, sham or shunner, zeem yangly to kick time. Gracious me, and scarab myself, what a bagateller it is, libellulous, insincerity, poop, schlap, tch. What a sight for the Goths, vented the aunt, who, not being a summer fool, was thoughtfully making chilly spaces at his fix afront of the icing glass of his windham, which was cold, anti-topically, nix, nix, and nix. We shall not come to party at that lops, he decided, possibly, for he is not on our social list, nor to Ba's burial, neither. Ton slog-hard, this old boar's yar oblong as there's a cool on a cat. Nevertheless, when he had safely looked up his ovipository, he lofted hails and prayed, may he me no void of water, seek it hot up, may no he me tile pig shed on, suck it hot up, as broad as Beppy's realm shall flourish, my reign shall flourish, as high as Heppy's heaven shall flourish, my hain shall hurish, shall grow, shall flourish, shall hurish, hum-mum. The aunt was a well-tall fellow, roomy bulked and able-boobied, by near so altitudinous wee a shelling in copper. He was sair solemn and chairman-looking when he was not making spaces in his psyche, but loves, when he were making spaces on his ike, he were much most sacred and more heavyingly wise chairman-looking. Now, when the silly billy of a grasshopper had jingled through a jungle of love and debts and jangled through a jumble of life in doubts after worse, wetting with the bimbled beaks, bricking with knot or necks, bilking with durry dunglecks, and whoring after ladybirdies, ich nehm an die gelegenheit I kann. He fell just as sick as a sexton and tan to povero quant a church prince, and wheer the midges to wend himself, or wash to search for grub for his corpus, or to find a hospice, a lick he whisked it. Brook o' dry, fuck o' spint, Saltamont o Saber, and Volomundo o si vide vide. Nichts, nichts and nichts. Not one pick-a-peck of Moscow money to bag a tittle bits of bee bread. Ia mia, ia mia. Crix corbicule, which a plight. Oh, my bog, he contrited with melancholy. Me blizzard, him sluggard, I am heartily hungry. He had eaten all the while paper, swallowed the lusters, devoured 40 flights of steer cases, chewed up all the mensas and settles, wronged the records, made mun balls of the ephemerids, and voracious most glutinously with the very time place in the ternatory. Not too dusty a cicada of nutriment for a kittenous chip so mighty. But when Christmas was on the bare branches, off he went from Ting Sum Injing Ting. He took a round stroll, and he took a stroll round, and he took a round stroll again, till the grillies in his head and the livenits in his hair made him thought he had the Tasmania. Had he twicycled the seas of the deed, and traversed their Riverma? Was he come to heaven with his angels, or gone to hull with the poop? The June snows was flocking in thuck flows on the hagelstones, millipedes of it and myriapoods, and a lugly whizzing tornadoes. The Bora Borealis blow a blasting tegel huts up to tetties and rooching sleets off the coffee houses, playing Ragnarok Rignurek with an irritant, penetrant, siphonopterous spuck. Grouse. Oper. Grouse. Oper. The grasshopper, who, though blind as bat flea, yet knew, not a little beetle, his good smettling of entomology, asked ni soonity most louse nor lysines, but promptly tossed himself in the beco, thin and thier, on top of his buzzer, tazily wondering where would his alocolite or boss of both appease. And the next time he makes the acquaintance of the aunt after this, they have met themselves, these mooshchickle unsummables, it shall be moty lucky if he will be held not a world of difference. Beheld his gross the aunt, prostanvorous upon his throne, in his Papillonian babushkis, smoking a spatial brunt of Hosanna cigars, with unshrinkables far falling from his unthinkables, swarming of himself in his sunny room, sated before his comfortumble philopsuppy of a plate of monkey nose and a confusion of minty, for he was a conformed asceticist and Aristoteler, as appy as a honeysucker or basker boy on the libido, with Flo biting his leg a thigh, and Loose lugging his luff leg, and Beanie bussing him under his bonnet, and Vespertilla blowing cosy fond tutties up the all-abroad length of the large of his smalls. As intimate as intimate could pinchably be. Emmet and Demmet and be jilts as crazed and be jades as whipped, sneezed the grasshopper, agape with jealousies, and at his whittle's ints, what have I for sight? The aunt, that true and perfect host, a spider a spin, was making the greatest spass a body could with his queen's lace swinging, for he was spizzing all over him, like things of anything in formicolation, boundlessly bliss-filled in an alalabath of houris. He was amazing himself hugely at Crab Round and Mary Pose, chasing Flo out of charity and tickling Loose, I hope, too, and tackling Beanie Faith as well, and jucking Vespertilla Jukely by the chimish. Never did Dawson from Dunshanagan dance it with more devilry. The very pathetic imago of the impossible grasshopper on his udder cop in the mire after his thrice ephemeral journeys sans mantis ne shoo-shoo, feather-weighed animule actually and presumptuably sanctifying chronic's despair was sufficiently and probably cuckoo much for his chorus of gravitates. Let him be art alone the weeps with his parasites peeling off him, I'll be hyphy the crackersider. Flunky footle furloughed fowl writing off his phony, but Conte Carme makes the melody that mints the money. Ad maiorem LSD, divi gloriam, a darkener of the threshold. Haru, or Remus, capsizer of his ant both, seketh reed from evilities, lord of loves in among dead. Be it, so be it. Thou who thou art, the fleet as spindrift, infang thee of mine wide height. Haru. The thing pleased him, ant, and ant. He larved on, he larved on, he merred such a nauseous The Grace Hope feared he would misplace his forces. I forgive you, Grant Aunt, said the Grace Hope of weeping, for their sooks of the sakes you are safe in whose keeping. Teach flow and loose polkas, show beanie where sweet, and be sure Vespertilla finds fat ones to heat. As I once played the piper, I must now pay the count, so Saida to my hamlet and Marhaba to your mount. Let who likes lump above, so what flies be a fullen. I could not feel more groggy if this was from pollen. I pick up your reproof, the horse gift of a friend, for the prize of your save is the price of my spend. Can cast horse pull a deftis if old Pollux forsake him, or Culex feel etchy if Pulex don't wake him? A locust low, a term it embarrass, these twain are the twins, the tick homo vulgaris. Has Aquileone nought wing to go sif, since the griffin we were in his forest drew brief, and that accident man not beseeked where his story ends, since long-suffering sighs sought hearts east for their orients. We are waste not with want precondemned, to and true, till Nolans go volants and Bruneyes come blue. Ere those gidflirts now gadding you quit your mocks for my gropes, an extents must impull, an elapse must elopes. Of my tectooks take stock, tink tact and ale's wheel, as I view by your far look hail yourself to my heel. Party prize my thin winds, whiles my blink points unbroken on, your holes work abroads with toots trity right token on. My invisible universe, you'dly hard find, such oxtra before us meets so veal behind. Your feats end enormous, your volumes immense. May the graces I hope for sing your onship song sense. Your genus is worldwide, your spacest sublime. But holy salt, Martin, why can't you beat time? In the name of the former, and of the latter, and of their holocaust, all men. Now, how good you are in exposition, how far flung is your folklore, and how welt-tingling your volupcabulary. Qui vive sparanto, qui muore contanto. Oh, foibler, oh, flip, you've that wonderfogel wail with the inn. It falls easily upon the ear open, and goes down the friskly shortiest, like treacling Tom Tim with its ting-ting taggle. The blarniest blather in all Cornywall. But could you, of course, decent Letrachon, we knew to change your name, of not your nation, while still in the barrel, read the strange wrote anaglyptics of those Shem letters patent for his Christian's M? Greek, hand it to me, Sean replied, plosively pointing to the cinnamon quisto quill behind his acoustra lobe. I'm as after dusk nobly Roman as Pope and water could christen me. Look at that for a riding pin. I am thingsing larynx, letter potent to play the same backwards like Usk and Wild, or Inchant Purse transluding from the Otherman or off the top tick or anything, off the types of my finklers in the draft or with bottles, with my eyes thick shut and all. But, alas, it is harrowbrew bad on the corns and calluses. As far as that goes, I associate myself with your remark just now from Theodicy, referloined notepaper, and quite agree in your prescriptions, for indeed I am pay-gay, in juxtaposition to say it is not a nice production. It is a pinch of scribble, not worth a bottle of caddis. Overdrawn, povertly awful tosh. Besides, it's auctionable, all about crime and libel. Nothing beyond clerical horrors et omnibus to be entered for the foreign as second-class matter. The fewest filth ever fired since Charlie Lukens. Flummery is what I would call it if you were to ask me to put it on a single dimension, what pronounced opinion I might possibly orally have about them bags as of trash, which the mother and Mr. Unmentionable, oh, breed not his same, has reduced to writing without making news out of my sooty name. When she slipped under her couchman, and where he made a cat with a peep, how they wore two madges on the makewater, and why there were tree fellas in the shrub-rubs. Then he hawks his hand-mud figures from Francie to Fritzie down in the cooking. Fizz is me mother and hair's me father, Beau Betty Pham and Pig Pig Pike. Their live tree may it flourish, by their ecotaph, let it stay. With balsam ball bimbies swarming till top. Combien, combien, fifil, fifil. And the Duchess dying laughing at his panpec de barrack. And all the mound reared, till he wot not what to begin he should, An infant sailing eggshells on the floor of a wet day would have more savvy. Letter, carried of Sean, son of Hec, written of Shem, brother of Sean, uttered for Alp, mother of Shem, for Hec, father of Sean. Initialed. G. Gun. 29 Hardware Saint. Lend it till Launum. Boy Yahaklia. 31 Jan. 1132 A.D. Here, Commerce's Envil. Tried apposite house. 13 Fitzgibbets. Loco. Dangerous. Tax 9 pence. B.L. Guineas Esquire. L.B. Not known at 1132 A. 12 North Richmond. Nave unlodgeable. Love Noah's dress. Sin, Jetty Pierce. Noon sick parson. 92 Windsor Avenue. No such no val. Finn's hot. Expelled from 1014 D. Pull down. Fearview. Opened by Miss Take. 965 Nyampledon 65th. Shout at sight. Roof loss. Fit Dunlop and be satisfied. Mr. Donal O'Donnelly, QV, 8 Royal Terrors, none so straight, shut her up, dining with the Danes, removed to Phillipsburg, at sea, D.E.D., place sent on, Plantock, Father Jacob Rice Factor, 3 Castlewoods, PV, arrested, J.P., converted to hospitalism, ere the march past of civilization. Once Bank of Ireland's, return to City Arms, 2 Milchbrook, wrongly spilled, Crown Condraws, now Bank of England's, drowned in the Laffey. Here, the Reverest Adam Foundletter, shown geschotten, 7 Street Peters, since cab rank, seized of the Crown. Well, Sir Arthur, by Patterson's matches, unto his promise can. Blown up last Lemmas by Orchid Lodge. Search unclaimed mail. House condemned by Ediles. Back in few minutes. Closet for repairs. 60 Shelburne. Key at Kate's. Kiss. Isaac's butt. Poor man. Delicious arson. Caught. Missing. Justiciated. Canely forward. Abraham Badley's king. Park bogey. Salved. Already buried. Hollow and heavy. Deserted. Overweighed, understrumped, back to the P.O. Care of, owns O.M.O. To let, to be soiled, cohabited by unfortunates, lost all license. His both toe is frozen over. X, Y, and Z limited, destined tears. A, B, AB, sender. Boston, Mass, 31 June, 13, 12. P.D. Raised, lawyered. Vacant mind, here's the bailiffs. Step out to haul out of that air weaker with your bloody big bristle. Bung stop, come bum stop. Came baked to old Erin, stop. Kind Sean, we all requested, much as we hate to say it, but since you rose to the use of money, have you not, without suggesting for an instant, millions of moods used up slanguage ton times as words as the pen marks used out in Sanskrit with such hesitancy by your celebrated brother? Excuse me, not mentioning a him. Celebrated, Sean replied under the shelter of his broguish, vigorously rubbing his magic lantern to a glow of full consciousness. Hesitancy! Your words grates on my ears. Notorious, I rather would feel inclined to myself in the first place to describe Mr. O'Shem the draper with before letter, as should I be accentually called upon for a diogensis to pass my opinions, properly spewing into impulsory irelets. But I would not care to be so unfruitful to my own part as to swear for the moment positively as to the views of Denmark. No, sir. But let me say, my every belief before my high G is that I much doubt of it. I've no room for that fellow on my fag roaster. I just can't. as I hourly learn from rooters and havers through Gilligan's Maypoles, in a nice pathetic notice, he, the pixelated doodler, is on his last with illegible clergymen, boasting always of his ruddy complexion. She, the mammy far, was put up to it by him, the iniquity, that ought to be depraved of his libertines to be silenced, sackclothed and suspended, and placed in irons into some drapery institution off the antipopes for word-sharping, only if he was clanver enough to pass the panel fleischcurers and the field post censor. Gah! For that is a full-blown fact and well celebrated before the four divorce courts and all the king's paunches, how he has the solitary from seeing Scotch snakes and has a low sense for the production of consumption and dalicky syphilos on his brack premises, where he can purge his contempt and degenerate into a skeleton, bethinking himself to death. Rot him! Flannel feet! Flat tyro! I will describe you in a word. Thou! I beg your pardon. Homo! Then, putting his bedfellow on me, likened to Mike and Nick onto post. The crinny man! I'll give it to him for that, making the lubber change his stops, as we say in the longbook. Is he on whose keeping, or are my obnoximos posthumus, with his unique hornbook and his prince of the apauper's pride, blundering all over the two worlds, if he waits till I buy him a musselman's present? Hoz nos half-cousin of mine, pig-dish, nor wants to. I'd famish with the kushta first. A ham. May we petition you, Sean Illustrious, then, to put his prentice pride in your apropper's purse, and to unravel in your own sweet way, with words of style to your very and most obsequient, we suggested, with yet an Aesop's foible as to how? Well, it is partly my own, isn't it? And you may often welcome, Sean replied, taking at the same time, as his hunger got the bitter of him, a hearty bite out of the honeycomb of his bram and mellus edible hat, try one, try on, and try un, and wunkum. Sure, I thunkum you knew all about that on our eekhouses through thelementary channels long ago. Sure, that is as old as the barden bees of St. Dominoc's, and as common pleas now to Orlus Pueblos and Buncombe as Nelson his Trafalgarius pillar. However, let me see, do. Beerman's Bluff was what begun it, old Noel and his borrowing, and then the Lillians of the Felt, Nancy Dickies and Folletta La Jambe, then Mem and Hem and the Jack-Jack, all about Vukra and writing his name for him. I regret to announce, after laying out his literary bed, for 2 days she kept squealing down for noisy priors and bawling out to her Jamie Macpherson in Shemish like a mouther of the Incas with a garcy lasso hue ananimous pinched her tights, and about the balt with the Markshire Parawag and his loyal divorces, when he fractiously shed overs in alimony, setse. All the tell of the tod with the bow revision backclack, and him, the crybibber, like an ambitrickster, aspiring like the Deccans, fast aslooped in the entrance to his palthrone chair, with his sixth finger between his cat's eye and the index, making his pilgrimess of child horrid, engrossing to his ganderpan what the idioglossary he invented under Hicks Hyssop. Huck! Ikeek gave him that toque imitator. And it was entirely the clatter to blame. Does he drink because I am sorely there shall be no more Kates and Nells? If you see him, it took place there. It was given me, thank the bench, to assist at the whole thing by special chancery license. As often as I think of that unbloody housewarmer, Shem Scrivenich, always cutting my prose to please his phrase, bargarer, I declare I get the jaw ache. Be me punting his reflection, he'd begin his biograph right in muddy-ass ribalds. Dictator, gruntsacker, swap beef. You know he's peculiar, that egg's chicker, but the smell of old woman off him to suck nothing of his switch dupes. M.D. made his anti-mortem for him. He was grey at 3, like Cygnus the Swan, when he made his boo to the public and barnacled up to the eyes when he repented after 7. The alum that winters on his top is the stale of the staunt that will soar when he stambles till that hag of the coom rapes the pad off his lock. He was down with a whooping laugh at the age of the loss of reason, the whopping first time he predeceased me. He's weird, I tell you, and medieval down to his vegetable soul. Never mind his false feet and his tan bark complexion. That's why he was forbidden to mate, and was warmed off the rice course of matrimony under the helpless corpse's enactment. I'm not at all surprised the saint kicked him, whereby the sum taken, Barclay showed the reason generously. Negas negasti, neger top, neger toe, neger toby, negrunter. Then he was pushed out of Thingamuddy's school by Miss Gartard for itching. Then he caught the Europiculas and went into the Society of Jewses, with Brokaws and Francesks and Brudipists and Bratslavos. One temp when he foiled to be killed, the freak wanted to put his bilingual head intentionally through the Ikish Thames and go and join the clerisy as a demonican sky terrier, throwing dust in the eyes of the holy farmers. He used to be a vowdeed as he ought to be a vitandist. For once I squeaked by, twice I'll squelch him. Then he went to Cecilia Street on his solo to pick up Galen. As Bestopulos, Incupot, he has encoused in the blood. Shim, I have the utmost contempt for. Frost-bitten conshy, Tiberia is waiting on you, Arrester Crank. Chaka a seagull ticket at Gatabuya and Gabbiano's. Go o'er the sea, heathen, from me, and leave your liver to TCD. Your puddin' is cooked. You're served, cram ye. Faithfully yourth, XXXX. But for what, thrice truthful teller Sean of grace, weakly we went on to ask now of the gracious one. Vouchsafe to say, you will now, goodness, won't you? Why? For his root language, if you ask me wise, Sean replied, as he blessed himself devotionally, like a craw's bomb, making act of oblivion, foot in mouth, what the pickens else, which he pick-sticked into his lecherous invention. All had turn we're mudgod, gring near order, mull near Fenrir, looky-locky bogeyman, roder rin, sort kringmarn, rackin' a rocker. Thor's for you. The 100-lettered name again, last word of perfect language. But you could come near it, we do suppose, strong Sean, oh, we foresuppose. How? Peaks, peaks, Sean replied, in veal up an ultimatum. Tis pebbles before Sweeney's, as he swigged a slug of John Jacobson from his tree-stemmed sucker cane. Mild but likesome. I might as well be talking to the four waves till Tibbs grey eaves and the rest's asleep. Frost? Nope. No one in his seven senses could, as I have before said, only you missed my drift for its being incendiary. Every dimmed letter in it is a copy, and not a few of the syllables and holy words I can show you in my kingdom of heaven. The loquacity of him, with his three-star monothong. Faw, the last word in stolen telling. And what's more, right down, lowbrown, systematic robblement. Yes, as he was rising my lather, like you, and as I was plucking his goosey bone, like ye, he stored the tail of me sure, like yup. How's that for chemise? Still, in a way, not to flatter you, we fancy you that you are so strikingly brainy and well-letter-read in your shelves as ever were the Seamus Shamanus Limited, could use worse of yourself, ingenious Sean, we still so fancy it, if only you would take your time so and the trouble of so doing it. Up you now. Undoubtedly, but that is show, Sean replied, the mutter milk of his blood donor beginning to work, and while innocent of disseminating the foul emanation, it would be a fall day. I could not, soul, so you can keep your space, and by the power of blurry wards, I am liable to do it. I am convicted of it. Any time ever I liked, bet you fippence off me boot allowance. With the allergrossest transfusiasm, as, you see, while I can soroquize the Siamanish better than most, it is an open-ear secret, be it said, how I am extremely ingenuous at the clerking. Even with my badly left and Arago brass, I pencil it with immenuensos as easy as I'd perorate a chicorrow of beans for the price of two maracles, and my Trifolium Librato, the orthodox book of leaf, would, if given to daylight, I hold a most incredible faith about it, far exceed what that bogus Balshi of a shame, my soam he is brother, Guy Fex, is conversant with in audible black and prink. Outragedy of poet scrawls, a comedy of letters, I have them all, tame, deep, and harried in my mind's eye. And one of these fine days, man dear, when the mood is on me, that I may well hap cut my throat with my tongue tonight, but I will be almost moved to take pot lewd and introvented, Patrick, just like a work of merit. Mark my words and append to my Mark Twang. That will open your puck trickers ops for you, brother brewer. Only for, as a papst and an immature and a neophyte and a specium and speciosum and 111 other things, I would never for anything take so much trouble of such doing. And why so? Because I am altogether a chap too fly and hairy man for to infradig the like of that ultra-vigilance. And by all I hold sacred on earth, clouds, and in heaven, I swear to you, on my peep and oath, by the awe of Sean, and that's a howl of a name, that I will commission to the flames any incendiarist whosoever, or airy man howso clever, who would endeavor to set ever anima rona moother of mine on fire. Rock me, Julie, but I will, Soho. And with that crick-crack-cruck of his three-lunged school, from which grief had used up every smile, big, hot-tempered, husky-fusky, crinfy-strinfy pugilizer such as he was, he virtually broke down on the moorhead, getting quite jerry over her, overpowered by himself with the love of the tear-silver that he twined through her hair, for, sure, he was a soft, simple-gone slob of the world, with a heart like Montgomery's in his show-chest, and Harvey loads of feeling in him, and as innocent and undesignful as the fresh-fallen caliph. Still, grossly unselfish in sick self, he dished all arms away and laughed it off with a wipe at his pudgies and a gulp apologetic, healing his tear be the smile of his eye, oogling around. Him belly no belong solo mole pigeon, ally bully, foolies gulpa. Mind you, now that he was in the dumpest of earnest, or though him jor war who sleepy or hawk or thing harper. More like that, only he stopped short in looking up, up, up from his tide-shackled wrists, through the ghost of an oceans, the weeds of Pansiful Heathlands, of Joe Peter's gazy totem, as they are telling not, but where and will be, all told, scruting far back into the far-gone ahead, to feel out what age in years, tropical, ecclesiastic, civil or sidereal, he might find by the serious point-stand of Charlie's Wain. What between the spheres sledding along the lacteal and the mansions of the blessed turning on old times, as erewhile had he craved of thus, the dream-squindle neck lassoed him, his thumbs fell into his fists, and lusosing the harmonical balance of his ball-bearing extremities, by the holy kettle, like a flask of lightning, over he careened all the sons of the fathers, by the mighty fine weight of his barrel,